To what extent were you specialising in diabetes during this period, 1980 to 1985, as a practice nurse?
Certainly, at the beginning of this five-year period, I wouldn't have said I was. I was busy learning about general practice and all about it, and trying to develop a good service to patients. But my interest in diabetes did increase, and we got more and more patients, so it became a very big clinic. And it was at that point I thought I really needed, especially having had a career break and so on, I needed to learn more myself and get involved more. So I went up to the Hallamshire Hospital and, in fact, got involved with Professor John Ward's unit, and he was very helpful, and I told him what we were doing. I even asked him to come out with me and meet the general practitioners, because clearly there was something really important about good diabetes care. And in general, the GPs had been fairly dismissive of hospital diabetologists. In other words, I could see this huge chasm between general practice and hospital diabetes care. But at the same time, and we're looking at around 1983 or so, a psychologist, Claire Bradley, was working in Sheffield, actually, with Professor Ward, and she started to talk about, let's do some work with people with diabetes in the hospital, mainly, in groups. And I got involved as a member of that team, because I could fit it in with my other work. And so we started running group education sessions. These were structured, and the best bit was having lunch with everybody. The dietary bit wasn't done as a talk. We all sat down and had lunch together, and most of the issues surrounding diet were dealt with in the conversation over lunch, which was quite a nice way of doing it, I think. So I got very interested in diabetes. I got involved with the researchers and involved with the beginnings of our education programmes in Sheffield. And then I had the opportunity to go on as one of the first groups of nurses to the very first diabetes training programme in the country. And that was actually developed by someone called Janet Kinson, who's a very well-known nurse. There's a named lecture after her. And she was very inspiring. And a lot of the sort of old lags of us in diabetes were on that programme. And so that was a key point, really, because it made me realise, yes, I did want to do more in diabetes. I had to make a decision at the end of 5 years, would I stay in the practice and carry on, or would I do something else? And I had this sort of idea that wouldn't it be great to go around all the practice, general practices in Sheffield. I had links with many of them because I'd set up a practice nurses group. And I would actually do a semi-structured interview with the general practitioner in that practice and do this as a research project, find out what they do and why they do it, what services is there to patients. Remember, going back to those 1,000 people who were discharged, who thought they were cured, what actually was needed was a service in general practice for people with diabetes. But did they actually get it? And so that's what I set out to do. So I resigned from the practice, a very happy 5 years, and having put forward this idea and supported by John Ward, we applied to Servier for a grant, and they gave a grant for 3 years to do this work. And it was completed on time and written up in the British Medical Journal.